We are at a convergence threshold. In fact, I've talked a lot about what I refer to as the convergence syndrome, where all these different scientific disciplines, as well as what you might call philosophical disciplines, are sort of converging at the same time. And we're being pressed, sort of pressured in a way, to adapt to and to sort of change our way of viewing not just the world and not just us as a species, but really how we fit together the gigantic and ever-growing puzzle.
Yeah.
All these different separate domains of technology and interest, which are truly converging into a sort of a, I hate to use the word singularity, but in fact it is what it's becoming. And this is a type of evolutionary challenge that we have never faced before as a species that, in the history that we know of. And as I've often said to other people, it's kind of like the Apple computer ad where they used to say, think different. Well, my suggestion is we need to think holographically. In other words, a lot of folks tend to think of things, you know, sort of like one piece at a time or in a serial fashion. They look at one very narrow area of science or maybe one very narrow area of, say, policy development and think that's how they should see the world. But sadly, whether you like this or not, we're being adapted to a realm that says that's not good enough. We really do have to adapt to a much more systems approach to how we evaluate these new technologies and how they can be applied to our future. And this may, in fact, be a very good thing. I mean, I tend to hold the view, for instance, that evolution tends to be a trauma-induced process. And what I mean by that is, given that the periodicity and amplitude of the trauma cycles do not exceed the system's capacity to respond, the system does come back more robust. And this, in fact, can apply to intelligence, it can apply to sociological systems, it can apply to ecological systems, it applies to all different kinds of processes where evolution is the sort of a constant driver. That is, as long as there's a challenge to be confronted, then the response is to come up with a better way to adapt to the challenge and become more robust. So as a species, as a sort of a collective organism, we are now faced with a new kind of challenge, and that is to how to adapt to this ever more complex, convergence-driven world that we're trying to navigate our way through. And so the tools that we have to work with to help us get to this next evolutionary threshold are really quite spectacular. Nanotechnology, I think, is the most interesting from a manufacturing and sort of a physical enablement process, but it parallels quite directly with information and knowledge management. It certainly parallels very much with these sort of breakthroughs in biotechnology, which we can certainly touch on tonight.
Yeah.
And this leads to the next stage, which is now referred to by some as cognotechnology. And what does that really mean? Well, in terms of, and I can reflect a little bit on my past in the artificial intelligence world, the whole idea of what's called contextual cognition means that to cognize in the context of its surroundings, that is to take a wide panorama of many different kinds of information, pull out the segments that are most relevant for the moment, and then contextualize those in the process of actually trying to evaluate what these things mean. Well, as is probably obvious to almost everybody now, we are facing a world where complexity keeps going up, time keeps shrinking downward, and the connectivity of all these different processes are sort of becoming ever more tightly ingrained. So that provides a new type of contextual cognition requirement in order to come up with new solutions to things, say, like energy, medical solutions, resource management, metascale economic processes. You know, the entire world is sort of connected now in a gigantic grid of sorts, and that grid is ever more dependent upon forms of processing which go far beyond the limitations of human cognition and require, not as an option, but as a requirement, a new type of cognitive process that's completely in the hands of machines that behave biologically.